Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke with your Hobart News Briefing. Australia was briefly put on tsunami watch after a massive underwater earthquake overnight. The 6.9 magnitude quake struck near Tasmania's Macquarie Island. iSports Tasmania says it's not giving up its fight to secure a new Olympic-sized ice rink to ensure the future of winter sports here in Tassie. The state's only rink in Glenorchy closes its doors forever tomorrow after it was sold off to a mystery buyer in April. Anna Holliday, president of iSports Tasmania, says they're in ongoing discussions with the state government about securing a future home.
We've been providing any information we can in order to be able to guide the government in making an assessment around their capacity to be able to support us to get that rink, and then just stepping aside while they do their due diligence.
93 reports of dangerous driving have been made in a week to Tasmania Police as a part of a new safety campaign. It comes after a horrific start to the year, with the state's road toll more than double this time last year at 26. A woman in her 30s is also being charged after community members uploaded a video of her allegedly merging lanes illegally. Warnings have been ditched and will cop an on-the-spot fine for doing the wrong thing. COVID restrictions will be rolled back from midnight tonight. Density and capacity restrictions to be scrapped. It means major events like Festivale and agricultural shows across Tasmania can return. Ian Vaughan from Pub Bank Group thrilled with the extra freedoms.
It's a great announcement for us, and to have some consistent rules across the state now.
The AFL Fans Association isn't too pleased the grand final time is set to change. It's expected the AFL will today announce a twilight grand final at the MCG, with the commission approving the change at this week's meeting. But Fans Association President Cheryl Critchley says that's not what people want.
Yeah, well, our most recent poll drew 1,054 responses, and 79.9% preferred afternoon, 17.3% twilight, and 2.8% night. So fans were overwhelmingly in favour of the afternoon game. Listener.